the revolution today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning and spring weather is amongst us. And this is great to have this nice, warmer than usual weather to make up for the cold winter we've had. You know, spring is 13 days away. Daylight saving time is next Sunday. So make yourself a mental note. You'll probably be hearing it all week long that the hours change next Sunday. So, and with spring forward, that means you lose an hour's sleep. But we'll be here at the regular time to help you with your garden. So, you know, make a note of it. We'll be right there for you. Also, next weekend, the 11th through the 14th, is State of Maine Flower Show in Portland. You may want to go and see that. That'll really help you. And you want to sign up for our email newsletter. And it's very easy. If you go to paulparent.com, and you may have to scroll down a little bit. At the very bottom, you'll see a box, and you put your email address. I cannot send it to you because it will go to you as spam. But if you go to paulparent.com, scroll to the bottom, put your email address, you'll have a newsletter that will come to you every single Thursday as soon as you sign up. This past week, we did a story on the Annabelle hydrangea, which is my favorite of the hydrangeas. It does very, very well in Maine, and it blooms every single year, and beautiful white blossoms. We did a table on vegetables, when to plant them as seed in the ground, or when to put out the individual plants. Talked about the Canadian hemlock and Euonymus coloratus as a ground cover. This coming week, we're going to talk about the Rosa rugosa. I mean, this is a great rose bush. Compared to all of your fancy teas, Rosa rugosa is basically trouble-free. Tell you about the white pine tree. We're going to give you a spraying program, a pruning and a maintenance program for all of your fruit trees, apples, peaches, pears, plums, and cherries. And we're going to start to tell you what to do for your soil as far as lime, and the other products that will do the same thing but much faster, like MagiCal. We're going to talk about garden gypsum and the various types of soil conditioners. So, you know, spring is here. We have to take advantage of the good days, and let's get started on it. That way, if we do get a weekend where it's wet, we'll be ahead of the game, okay? So a day like today, grab the bamboo rake. Get out there, get the lawn cleaned, and get it going. And, you know, you may want to take the lawnmower and start it. It's been in the garage all winter. And, you know, hopefully you put some type of additive to the gas so that it doesn't collect water. But, you know, put some fresh gas in it. If you have some old gas that's been in your garage or tool shed all winter, and the tank isn't full, go to the gas station. top it off, but buy a little container of gas additive. And that way, if during the winter, with the cold and the hot weather, water accumulated in your gas tank through almost like sweating, this additive will remove the water and prevent problems with your lawnmower. But get it started. That way, when you need it, you know that it's going to work. Take it from somebody who has not done that, and you have to bring it down to be worked on, and they'll tell you it's going to be 3 weeks. And after 3 weeks, you need a herd of cattle to come through the yard and to take care of it because the grass is so tall. So get it started. If you've got a rototiller, start it up. Say goodbye to the snowblower because the gardening season is starting. The weather is finally here for us, okay? And if you're getting ready to make compost, think about this compost tumbler. This is a great garden tool. You rake your lawn, you take all of that winter debris, you throw it in your compost tumbler, and in just about 2 weeks, you'll have two wheelbarrow fulls of fresh compost that you can add to your gardens, either as a top dressing or as a soil conditioner. So you have to say to yourself, it's March, spring is official in 2 weeks, today the weather is nice, and before I make plans to go play golf or bring out the boat, I'm going to start to work in the yard. Get a jump on the season. Take advantage of these nice days, okay? Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up this hour, we have Joy on the line who's got a question about seagrass.
Okay, Joy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm
good
calling
morning.
Because I'm down on the coast and my front lawn is seagrass. And although I don't have to mow it, I do have to weed it all the time for blade grass. So my question is, should I be feeding it after I cut back the dead grass? And is there something I can feed it with that won't promote any blade grass?
Okay. I would cut it back now, like you normally would. Pull any of the broadleaf weeds that may be in there. But what I would do is I would pull the broadleaf weeds out first because you can see them. And clean up that grass area and then feed it. But what you want to do is when you're on the coast and you're trying to grow a lawn or grass type in a very sandy soil, you need to use something organic. Now, there's a new product that's really going to be promoted this year. It's a company from Boston, and the company is called Converted Organics. And organic fertilizers are released very, very slowly. If you were to use a traditional chemical fertilizer in marsh grass, because there's no organic matter, there's no clay in that soil, every time it rains, it will just flush, just like you're flushing the toilet. It just will not adhere to anything in the ground. Organics are not water-soluble. They're released with the microbes in the ground. So instead of using a chemical fertilizer, go to something organic like this Converted Organics. Again, it's a Boston company, and it's made by food waste. They pick up food waste from restaurants, from hospitals, from food processing companies, and it's all composted, and it's made into a very, very rich fertilizer. It's been used on golf courses for many years, and it's now being made available for you. And I think you're going to be very, very happy with it. I tried some on my lawn last fall, and the grass stayed green longer than it normally does. So I was really pleased with the results.
Oh, good. And do you put it around the ball of the grass, or do you put it in the grass itself?
You would just use a spreader and feed the whole area.
Okay.
If you don't have a spreader or else if the grass is too moundy, just broadcast it like you're throwing rock salt on ice. Try and disperse it as evenly as possible. And then every time it rains, it's slowly going to feed it to the microbes, and you're going to find that grass is going to do real, real good. It will help to make it thicker, and that's what you want.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joy. You have a great season. Get out there today. Take advantage of it, and you'll be ahead of a lot of things. Let's take advantage of a nice day like this. The sun's out. You know, put on a light jacket, bring out the portable radio with a little bit of music or talk, and we'll work together to have a great gardening season. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, Henry's on the line, who's looking for some help getting rid of some stumps.
Okay. Henry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I recently had five Leland cypress cut down very close to the ground, as close as they could get it. But because of a sprinkler system that was installed after the trees were planted, I cannot get a commercial mechanical stump grinder in there to get rid of those stumps. And I was wondering if there was anything you could... I've looked on the Internet about the commercial product for stump rot, but I don't seem to be too impressed with what they have to say about the length of time and everything. And I was wondering if you had anything that you might suggest that could accelerate the rotting of those stumps.
Okay. How high above the ground is the stump?
Oh, no more than, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches, Henry, Paul.
Okay. What you want to do is get a big drill bit, something that's at least half an inch, so those almost like a manual wood drill. Drill a whole bunch of holes and go to any garden center. They will have a stump rotting product. And the more holes and the more product you put in it, the faster it's going to rot. And then cover it with bark mulch. That will speed it. Gardeners, let me tell you about Converted Organic Fertilizer. This New England-based company is producing an all-natural, slow-release, and highly effective alternative to chemical lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organic Lawn Fertilizer will give you a thicker, greener, healthier, and more vibrant lawn while protecting the things that mean the most to you, your family, pets, and your environment around your home. Look for the results that works the way that nature intended by delivering nutrition to the soil and making it available to the plant when the plant calls for it. All natural converted organic fertilizers will provide you with a more healthy looking plant that will require less care, is more disease resistant, less dependent on watering, and achieves this without the use of chemicals. Converted Organic converts food waste into a product that is rich in nutrients, contains natural plant growth regulators, and organic matter that will enhance your soil, resulting in a stronger plant. Converted Organic, turning food waste into a promise for a greener future. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Remember, the cotton is due in this week. I can't believe it's finally coming here. Ken Kukorowski from Bayer called me on Friday. They were shipping it out Friday afternoon. Hopefully, I will receive it, and if I can get it by Wednesday, I will put some information in the newsletter. And then we'll start shipping it out to you, okay? But remember, you can only receive cotton if you sign up for the email newsletter, and that's at paulparent.com. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have John on the line, who's got some questions about mulching.
Okay, John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. And how are you today?
Morning. Good. And yourself, John?
I'm doing well. I can't believe this early spring. I'm wondering if it's just a big tease. I hope not. Also, I have a recommendation for one of your earlier callers to consider, yes. And I have a question.
Okay.
The recommendation that I'd like to put out there is that the gentleman that was having problems with his branches, whether it would be ice or just snow load splitting on him, I have successfully used tie wraps, which you can get at any automotive supplier, and they're plastic, and as the branch expands, if it needs to be on there that long, they'll snap on their own.
Okay.
Rather than pierce the branch with a nail or with a screw and possibly, not get the result you're looking for.
That's though they're kind of a milky colored, and you push it through and it kind of locks in.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I know. That's a great thing. I never thought of that.
Yeah, it works well. I've used it on my privets that have gotten larger than I like, but I've also used it on my Russian olives and also my blueberries.
That's a great idea, and because it's plastic, the sun will eventually break it down anyways, and as the branch expands, it's gonna snap it.
Yes.
John, you just gave me a great idea. Thank you. I really appreciate that tip.
I hope that it gets into your matrix, and you can help some other people out.
I will, definitely. Thank you.
My question that I'm having, and I mulch my cul-de-sac every year with compost, I keep on having weeds that are coming through, and it has gotten to the point that I'm mowing around my shrubs and the areas that I have perennials because I'm fighting it all the time. And I didn't know if there was a product out there that I could put down prior to or after I put the mulch down to prevent the weeds but yet not damage the perennials.
Okay. What you want to put the product down before you put down the mulch, because the product has to be in contact with moisture so that it can dissolve from the granular form and then to create a barrier. And there's many different products. The one product that I've had really good results is called Weed and Grass Stopper. And it's a product that is made by a company called Fertiloam. If you can't find Weed and Grass Stopper, which is great, it's a yellow colored product. You sprinkle it on top of your perennial beds, around your foundation plantings, and then lightly put some bark mulch on top of it. If you don't want to put bark mulch, you just kind of scratch it in a little bit in water, and it will create a skin on the surface of the soil, killing the seed before the seed has a chance to germinate. It's absorbed into the seed itself. But it's called Weed and Grass Stopper. If you can't find that, there's something called Preem. And that will work just as good as that. But they're good products, and they're very safe. The only thing is, if you're using a Weed and Grass Stopper like this, you can't plant seed in there. So if you wanted to plant annual seeds in that bed, it will kill the annual seed, but it will not hurt established plants.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay?
Yes, and I just have another question concerning what you had just told me. If I'm using compost to mulch, do I need to wet the product and let it turn into this barrier prior to me putting the compost on?
No, just put that product down, put your compost, and then water, and you'll be ready to go. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes in an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer bin, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skin Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skin is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skin will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skin is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why PlantSkid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231, and the website, paulparent.com. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Jerry on the line, who's got a question about how to prevent the Japanese beetles.
Okay. Jerry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning to you. Each year, I am absolutely plagued by the Asiatic lily beetle, and I'm wondering, is there something I can do in spring to either prevent or lessen the invasion?
Well, I'll tell you, up until probably 4 or 5 years ago, I was telling people on the radio that there really was nothing around that you could use and just give up planting them. And I love all of the Orientals and the Asiatic lilies during June, July, and August. When those lilies come out, they're just magnificent. But that Asiatic lily beetle was coming in there and just destroying them.
Yes.
And Bayer came out with a product called Tree and Shrub. And right now, it's not only Bayer, but Bayer, Bonide, and Fertilome have a Tree and Shrub product. And it is absolutely out of this world. You mix the product in a gallon of water, in a watering can or a bucket, and any plant that the Asiatic lily beetle will attack, you just pour a little bit around each plant. Now, I try and plant my lilies in groups of 3 to 5, so I have a mass of color rather than random one here and there. And for a group of 5 lilies, I put probably a quart of the Tree and Shrub right around it and let it soak in. As soon as the lily plant is out of the ground, about 2 inches is when I do it. And 1 application a year, that's it. And I'll see the beetles on it. They'll take a couple of bites. And then around the base of the plant, I'll find a whole collection of these dead insects. And it is very good. It's also the same product that you would use on your Canadian hemlock to eliminate the woolly adelgid. And if any of you listening have hemlock trees, go out in the yard today near the tips of the branches where the new growth is. Just turn and look at the underside of the leaf. And if it looks like little pieces of cotton, it's an insect similar to what we are talking about. And you can use this Bayer Tree and Shrub, Bonide, or Fertilome, and it will go up as high as 75 feet. But for lilies, for a spring-blooming bulb called Fritillaria, and they're orange and yellow, and it looks like big bells, and they'll be coming up pretty soon. But as soon as they're up, about 2 inches, for a grouping of 3 to 5, put about a half a quart to a quart, and it will absorb it, and it will stay in the plant, and as soon as they take a bite, they're gone, and it is absolutely wonderful, and you never have to worry about spraying again for the entire season. Thank you, Jerry. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Liliana on the line. And she is calling with a few questions for you about the ficus, thyme, and clematis.
Okay. Liliana, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What a pleasure to speak with you. I am a first-time caller. Now, I have a few problems. One, it is a ficus tree that, I got 32 years ago. And it was already maybe 5.5 to 6 feet high when I got it as a present. Well, I used to take it out in the summer, put it under the tree and trim it, but it has become too big to do. And it is really the greens. There is too much and it is unbalanced. What suggestion do you have? When can I trim it?
Okay, on that ficus, you can trim it now that spring has arrived.
Inside
because
the house.
You can trim it inside the house now because as the days get longer,
yes. And
as we get stronger sunshine, that ficus will know that spring is here, and it will make all kinds of new growth, and you'll end up with a plant that's going to be thicker.
Yeah.
Rather than stretching out all over the place.
Oh, it's so thick right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But if you want to control the size, now would be the time to do that type of pruning.
Paul, should, and I don't know, I would need some strong men to help me take it out. Should I kind of trim, take it out, trim the roots also and put new soil? Because it is the original soil. And I don't know how it's still so beautiful.
Well, I'll tell you, if the plant is doing really, really well,
it does,
and it's not shedding leaves and it's nice and thick and growing, don't mess with it.
Okay.
If you were having problems, then I would say yes.
If it's not
broken, don't try and fix it.
Thank you. My second question, I have a thyme plant, which maybe is 5 years old in the garden. In the winter, when winter approaches, I put some loose leaves and cover with those white ground cover. And
yes.
And they survive. But the thing is, it's very leggy. When good weather comes, only the tip have the little green leaves. Could I cut it down? Would I kill it if I cut it down?
No, and now any time during March, early April, before the new growth starts, you can go into that garden and take the thyme and prune it. And that's what I do with mine. It makes a great ground cover, but what you want to try to do is to encourage some new growth to come from the center of your plant.
Right.
So if you prune it back some, just, you know, it grows just like a piece of carpet.
Yes.
Lift it up, take your shears, cut it back, and then throw some granular fertilizer on it, and it will fill right in from the center of the plant as well as the tips of your branches.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Now, the other one are the clematis. When can I trim it, and how much, and what would be a good, I usually give, put some fire ashes, and
yes.
Is it called fire ashes? You know, ashes,
yep,
from firewood, and some Neptune harvest. Is that the correct thing, or is there something better?
No, putting down wood ashes, is the same as putting down lime. And wood ashes will make the soil sweeter than putting down that powdered limestone, because it's rock. And it takes time for the bacteria and the microbes to break down the rock. So wood ash, if you have, for example, a 5-gallon bucket, and you fill it full of wood ash, that would be equivalent to a 50-pound bag of lime, and that will treat 1,000 square feet of lawn. So a little bit of wood ash will go a long, long way. And that's something that you can be applying to the gardens right now to make the soil sweeter, and that will help your clematis and lilacs that really love a sweet soil.
Good.
Now, on clematis, you can prune it two ways. You can wait until the new growth develops and then remove all of the dead branches. But after 5 or 6 years, if when you look at the plant, there's a lot of dead wood in it, and there's only some growth at the very top, it's going to be very hard to do. But now is the time to do it. You have to take your pruners and you have to cut it from about a foot from the ground. So just cut the whole thing down to about a foot, and it will resucker from the ground. You'll have a lot more branches, many, many more stems coming out of the ground. But it's difficult to do. You have to say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. Cut it back, lime it. But if you're going to do it, you have to do it while the plant is still dormant. And March, early April, is the time to prune back clematis severe like that. The first time I did it, I figured I killed the plant. But it came back, and it was twice as thick, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
A day like today, is the time to get started to do pruning.
I will do it.
Thank you.
Paul, one last question. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Oh, we just lost her.
Yep.
Okay. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and Jared and I will work with you to help you to have a great garden. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Tony on the line, who's got a question about when to plant vegetable seeds.
Okay. Tony, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Nice to finally talk to you. I try every Sunday, but I never get a hold of you. But anyway, I'm thinking of planting some tomato seeds. And
okay.
I'm wondering when is the best time of the month to start to plant, or somebody says you have to watch the moon or something or other.
What you want to do with tomatoes is you need to start them in the house 6 weeks before you're going to be planting them in your garden.
I live
in Kennebunk, Maine, and my normal planting time for tomatoes is around May 15th. So that would mean that I would start my tomatoes, you know, the last week in March, first week in April, because what happens is if you start them too early and you can't give them a lot of direct sunlight right in front of a window, they tend to stretch.
Right.
And they get real tall. They have a skinny stem.
Right.
And the other thing that you need to do, Tony, is this. Once your plants are, let's say, 2 inches tall, it really is important to kind of cool that plant off. And what my dad used to do is during the day, he would put them in a really sunny window. And they would grow real good. But at night, he would take the tray of his tomato seedlings and put it in the cellar where it was cold. And that way, it didn't stay hot all day and all night. And by doing that, by cooling it off at night, he ended up with shorter plants that had a thicker stem, and they did much, much better. Now, Tony, this is what I want you to do. Sign up for my email newsletter, okay? If you had last week, there was a vegetable planting calendar that would have told you exactly when to do it, and there'll be a lot more information. So go to paulparent.com, scroll to the bottom, put your email address.
Grow nursery quality plants with Jiffy brand potting mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy brand potting mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Fairy Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Fairy Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Welcome back to the Paul Perrin Gun Club. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Bob on the line, who's got a question about his spirea.
Okay, Bob, good morning. How can we help you with your spirea this morning?
Morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I have a beautiful bridal wreath spirea, about 22 years old. It's gotten quite large, but it's in a location where everything else around it has grown in, and it's time to move it. My question is, how far can I cut it back? And number two, when can I transplant it?
Okay. If you want to do as little pruning as possible, then the time to move it would be during March. So if today's a good day for you, get some string, tie it up so that the branches are not weeping all over everything, and dig them up, and then relocate them to a new site. The wholesale nurseries, with the weather being as it is now, are actually beginning to dig trees right now. And some of the nurseries will probably receive some of the great big trees rather than shrub, because they want to get them out of the ground as soon as possible.
How far cut it back?
You can cut it back by as much as 50%.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So if it's 6 feet tall, then you can cut it back to like 3 feet if you want.
Yeah.
And
sure.
then, and, if, but, the, see, the thing is, if you can do the pruning now.
Yeah.
Before the new growth starts, then it will recover and bounce back much, much quicker.
Do you have a tool that you recommend that I do that with? Can you do it with a hedge clipper or?
You can do it with just pruners or head shears or anything like that. It doesn't have to be anything special.
Okay.
You know, the one thing that you want to try and do is when you're pruning it, try and don't cut it so that it's kind of square looking. You want
right.
to still keep some of that weeping, arching type branches.
Right.
And
round
if you can
off.
Do that, then, yeah, round it off to make it look natural.
Okay. Can you do the same process with a burning bush as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Burning bush, I mean, I moved a burning bush 3 years ago that was 6 feet tall and 6 feet wide. And if you do it now before the leaves come out,
yep.
I mean, this is the perfect time. You just dig it up, relocate it, and then prune it down to the size that you want. And that way when the weather gets nice, the roots are already in place. The buds are ready to go. And it is going to do very, very well for you. Rhododendrons, roses. If you have some property or you have friends that have property and they're willing to allow you to go dig wild birches that are growing there or pine trees, now is the time to go and dig naturally growing plants like that. If you have a friend that has beech roses growing on their property, you can dig beech roses almost bare root at this time of the year and transplant them to your home. And they'll do very, very well. So anything that's in the wild, low bush blueberries, birch trees up to even 6, 7, 8 feet tall, get a nice big root ball. They'll do very well when you do it while they are dormant. And it works wonderful.
Great.
Well, folks, today is, thank you. Today is kind of a sad day for me because Jared, is going to be leaving us. He is, moving on to do websites. So if any of you need a website, get in touch with me and I'll get you in touch with Jared. He's going to spend all of his time doing that, moving on in the world. So next week we'll have a new producer. And Jared has been with me for a couple of years, been a great part of the show. And I know a lot of you, he's helped to keep you relax so that you weren't nervous on the show. And that's really, really important that you have a producer that is able to do that. It's a special gift, and I'm going to miss Jared a great deal. So we want to wish him the best of luck and hope that he'll stay in touch. And every now and then he'll share some of his information on growing peppers. I'll tell you, Jared has an earth box, and he grew peppers last year like I have never seen. 3 feet tall, 3 feet wide. He had enough peppers for the entire state of Minnesota. So, Jared, thank you for the many hours of help and for helping to keep our listeners calm and worry-free. The best of luck to you.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a great week, everybody. Get out there, clean your yard. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye, and thank you, Jared.